Hello, this is a poem that I wrote called Sunnier Days. Naturally, I'm not very good at letting things go. From the very beginning, there was too much bilirubin in my blood, so I had to be left out in the sun for 3 weeks. And waking up today, I already feel quite sad over how very excited I am for today. For I know how very soon an exciting day tends to fold. If this were our last sunny day together, I wonder if he would be happy with how we'd spent it. I'd rather this than be deliberately splitting the pole, carrying wishes from hour to year, for no single one of us is responsible alone for the memories we have made together, and there is some solace to be found in the way no two sparks start the same fire. I've come to believe that wishes age the same way people do, and you can feel when a wish is dying, hear it if it's being killed. As I notice the graying hair on a mother, it makes me yearn for my own marriage, my own children, my own grey hairs to be proud of someday. I'd say he's the kind of marriage material one might use to sew a silver lining, for he's many a cloud's worth of woe to encase in amber's glow, and we aren't so unlike each other after all. Here at table 35, sort of feels as though we are, as we always were, though I don't yet know if his eyes are seeing or merely looking, if my eyes will be swelled by morning, when I wake up and the night has stolen the day from me. But he can still be cruel to my spring, rise just enough to set, bite down on me. You are currently experiencing connectivity issues. He has forgotten certain things about me, but still remembers how it felt to touch me, where best to slip a hand. Still, he is delicate with me. He brushes my roses with gentle words, sings to my buttercups like birds. His hands run through my daisies like strong arms unlocking my curls. From the bushes, I pick pearls as I watch him cruise Bluebell Hill just to be beside me. I'm not very good at letting people go. I used to make my father say goodnight to me more than once until it sounded sincere enough that I felt safe enough to sleep. I also had separation anxiety and used to cry over the thought of break-ins whenever I was left alone. I finally managed to put to bed all my thoughts of him, only to dream of days with him of no real end at all. Days when I needn't remember him by anything much at all. For he'd be a constant. He says it's nice to live on in some way, then drives away just a little too fast, setting my body memory ablaze. I wake up the next day with a familiar pain in my chest, either from so much laughter or from being shaken awake by the future child I also dream of sometimes. Wishes may wither, but he finds ways to make me wish again. And boy, do I wish. But no, I'm not very good at all at letting things go. When our coy fingers intertwine, I latch on until he pulls away. Although no someday of mine is guaranteed to flower, I now know of tomorrows worth rooting for, sunnier days worth living for.